Right, about SOA. SOA was created by the legislature in 1991, and Governor Richards appointed the late, great Steve Martin to create and build the agency from the ground up. I didn't start at SOA for about 3 years after that, but as I understand it, Judge Martin was operating literally out of the trunk of his car while looking for office space and ended up finding it at the Clements Building, where we remain today. Let's see, in the beginning, SOA just had a small handful of ALJs. I think in the for what I would call general population ALJs, I was about the eighth or ninth, I think it was, back in 95 when I began. And I believe, it's my understanding also, that the agencies for which SOA began conducting hearings were the Alcoholic Beverage Commission and the Department of Insurance. And actually, early ALJs were, I think, predominantly from the Department of Insurance and also the Public Utilities Commission. SOA's mission is to serve as an independent, neutral forum for the state of Texas by providing a fair and efficient hearings process and the opportunity for alternative dispute resolution proceedings in accordance with the governing statute. Our governing statute, excuse me, is Chapter 2003 of the Government Code. And as many of you know, in addition to the contested case hearings process, we also provide alternative dispute resolution services under the leadership of Judge Howard Seitzman, who's here in the center of the room. And as I stated a minute ago, a couple of recent trends at SOA fall under that ADR umbrella, and Judge Ginn will touch on those in a few minutes. SOA's work.